We continue our learning. We're Nazir. Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet. Ha'isha shenodra v'anazir v'hifrisha es behemta v'acharka chayfer la bala. You have a case. A woman accepted upon herself to be a Nazira, and she finished the count of Nazirus. And she now designated her animals, the three animals she needs for the Tiglachas Atara, which is a keves for an ola, a kafsa for a chatas, and an aisle for a shlamim. And then, after designating these animals to bring on this last day, v'acharka chefer la ba'ala, then the husband annuls the neder her nezirus. Now, the whole, if you haven't had zrikas hadamim yet, the sprinkling of the blood of any of these karbanos, the Baal officially can be made for her Nazira, and since since he did, she does not bring these karbanos anymore, because you only bring karbanos Tara when you're a Nazir, but she's not a Nazir anymore, because he annulled her Nazira, so she doesn't need the karbanos. So what do we do with these karbanos that she designated? She designated a keves for an ola, and a kafsa for a chatas, an ayo for a shlamim, but now she's no longer a Nazira because her husband nullified the neder. So the Mishnah says like this, Imsh. If the behema, the animals we're speaking about that she designated were belonged to her husband, which means that the husband had animals in his flock and said, okay, if you ever need animals for karbanos, you take from here. So those are officially his, but he allowed her to use them anytime she needed animals for karbanos. And indeed, that's what she did in this case, but she doesn't need these karbanos anymore. So then what do we do with these animals? Teitzei v'tira ba'eder. Each one of these animals, the keves, the kafsa, and the ayil, and the ram, should now go out to pasture in the flock with the other animals that are chulin, that are non-kadosh, because since he annulled her neder, she doesn't need these karbanos. The animal, therefore, she never had the right then to designate these as hekdesh, as karbanos, because she doesn't need karbanos, because the husband is only makna to her these behemos, l'shem karbanos, for the purpose of karbanos, but not for purposes of bringing karbanos that she doesn't need to bring, and therefore Kedusha never took effect on these animals, and they can go back into the flock, and they have no holiness to them whatsoever. But let's say the animals that she designated for her, the end of this Nazirus, the Keves, the Kafsa, and the Ayil, belong to her. Let's say they were animals that were a gift to her, that someone who gifted them to her said that the husband has no Rishus Bahem, which we discussed in the Darim Perek Yud Aleph. And therefore, since they belong to her, Kiddusha does take effect on them, and through the Hafaras HaBaal, the Kiddusha cannot be uprooted. It can only be uprooted because if the husband annuls the Neder, the Nazirus, then those animals never belong to her to begin with. But here we're talking about a case where the animals do belong to her, and she did designate them as a Karban. The fact that the husband annulled the Nazirus doesn't mean that these animals are not Kadosh. So what do we do with the different animals? So Hachatas, the Kavsa, that she's designated, the female sheep she designated for a Karban Chatas, that there's nothing we can do about that, because the Chatas cannot be brought as an Adava. It can only be brought as a sin offering for when you're Chayv to bring it, but she's not Chayv to bring it anymore. So what do we do with it? Tumus. We close it up. You have this in Seder Kodshim a lot. We close it up into the barn. We don't give it any food until it dies. That's the rule. Let's say a chatas shemesu ba'aleh. If you have a chatas that was designated and then the owner of the animal of the chatas dies, we do the same thing with the korban chatas. So we do that here as well. V'ha'ola. What about the kevis that was designated as the korban ola? So she's not chayvin an ola anymore, but an ola can be brought as an adava, as a donated korban, as a voluntary korban. So therefore, v'ha'ola tikrav ola. Let it be brought as an olas nedava. The hashlamim, the same thing, the animal that was designated as a shlamim, although that was a shlamim and ayil for a shlamim, the ram as a shlamim for what, for an obligation, an obligatory karban, here we can bring it as a nedava, yikrivu shlamim, let it be brought as a shalmei nedava. And when it comes to the eating of the shlamim, though, v'ne'echolin liyom echad. Remember, the ol obviously is not eaten. The chatas, we said, is closed up, but the shlamim normally is eaten for 2 days and a night, potentially for 2 days and a night in between. Here, though, we have to restrict the allotted time of eating it because it should follow the rules of a shalmei nazir. And although shlamim is normally eaten for 2 days and a night, since it was designated for Nazirus, it should follow the rules of the Shalmei Nazir, which should only be eaten Liyom Valayla for one day and that night. And the Einan Tuna Lechem, these Shalmei, the Shlamim of Shalmei Nedavar has no bread brought along with it. Really, it's matzah. When it comes to Parshas Nazir, it says V'lakacha Kohen Es HaZeroa B'Sheila, which is that front leg that's normally brought as the carbon shlamim. So that's the ram's foreleg, and that's that carbon. Remember that he normally, and we mentioned that he puts his hair underneath that carbon. So along with the zera b'sheila, remember we're talking about someone who was not a nazir. She's no longer a nazira. So the nazir shlamim normally has lechem as the pasuk says v'chalas matzah achas min hasal v'rakik matzah echad, but shlamim, two types of lechem, two types of matzah. But this shlamim doesn't need any lechem, because when it comes to the lechem, it says v'nasan al kapeh hanazir. There's going to be this waving which is done with the kohen. You place it on the hands of the nazir, so here there's no hands of a nazir because there's no nazir in this story. So that's why, yes, the shlamim, it can be brought as a shalmei nedava, but it's only eaten for one day in the night and not 2 days in the night in between, and there's no lechem. Let's say you're speaking about this woman who took upon herself to be a nazira, and she was, in this case, she wasn't mafresh behemos, but rather she designated money. I'm going to buy the korbanos nazir with these coins. And didn't say, well, these coins are going to buy the chattas, these coins will buy the ola, these coins buy the shlamim. But rather she had this money, and this is money that's going to be used to buy korbanos nazir, but didn't designate them for the specific korbanos. So then, yiplo the nedava. Then those monies can be put in the boxes, in the pushkas, in the Beis HaMikdash, where we bring Olos Nedava. We learn in Shkalim in the sixth parak. But most Mifurashim, let's say she has coins that she already designated. These coins are going to buy the carbon chatas that I need as a nazira. And these are null, and these are shlamim. So what do we do? Remember, the case, of course, is the same case where the husband annuls the neder at the end, after she now, though, designated these monies for the specific carbonos. So what do we do with the monies? Dimei chatas, the money that was designated for a carbon chatas, you can't bring a chatas unless you're chayiv, and she's not chayiv in a carbon chatas. So what do we do with the monies that were designated for a carbon chatas? Yechu liyam ha-melach. You have to throw them into the Dead Sea, meaning into a place where she can no longer, where they're no longer accessible to her. Got to get rid of them. Lo nenim v'lo mo'alim lahem. And what it means regarding those monies is, l'chatchila, you're not allowed to get hanah from those monies, and that's why we're throwing them into Yam HaMelech. Nonetheless, b'di'eved, if you did get hanah from them, you're not chayv to bring a korban mi'ila. Korban mi'ila we normally bring if we benefit, if we get hanah from hekdesh. But here you would not have to be a korban mi'ila. Normally, inanimate hekdesh, hekdesh gomer you do, but this is not hekdesh gomer. So therefore, they go to Yam HaMelech on the one hand. On the other hand, so we don't get hanah from him. But if you did get hanah from those monies, you wouldn't violate mi'ila. You wouldn't have to bring a korban mi'ila. Dimeola. What do you do with the monies that were designated for the Ola carbon for that keves? So she's not in Nazira. What do you do with them? So Yaviu Ola, bring an Olas Nedava with that money. Umol and Mehen. And the halacha is that a person who gets Hanah from those monies, he's chayv to bring a carbon Me'ila. And not only that carbon, but normally when it comes to Me'ilos, we have that, it's called the Asha Me'ilos. It's in the Ezeu Mekomen, in the fifth parak of Zvachim, that we have in the Siddur. So you bring a carbon Me'ila, and you pay Karen, the value, the principal, V'chomesh, and then on a fifth. So here we have, on the one hand, we allow you to bring a carbon. You don't have to throw the monies away. But now, if you get Hanah from that, you bring a carbon Me'ila. If you got hanah. And demei shlamim, what do we do with the most, with the monies that were set designated for the carbon shlamim for the ayil? Yaviu shlamim, bring a shalmei nedava, and v'ne echalin liyom echad. And that shlamim should be eaten for one day and a night. V'ein antunin lechem, and you don't bring any bread, any matzah along with it, because she's really not a nazira. The demei shlamim, though, there's no mi'ila there at all. Because when it comes to a shlomim, there's no mi'ila before zrikas adam. So we don't have to worry about that. So so with the demei ola, you bring an ola, there is mi'ila. Demei shlomim, you bring a shlomim, but there is no mi'ila. And demei chatos, you throw into yam ha'melach, there is no mi'ila, but we also obviously don't get hana from those monies. Perek dalin mishnah hey. Nizrak aleha echad min ha'damim. We're continuing from the previous mishnah. You have the woman who took a neder nizirus and designated three behemos for a korban on Malos Yimei Nizra on that last day. And now what happened was, it wasn't just she designated the animals and the husband annulled the neder. But here, blood was already sprinkled on the Mizbeach from one of the karbanos. The Gemara discusses maybe it's specifically the one particular karban, the chatos maybe, but the Mishnah here says, if nizrak aleh echad min hadamim, eino yachol hafer. Now, the husband can no longer annul her nizirus, even though she still has other things to do. Part of the ceremony, she has to shave her, all of her hair. And she didn't bring the other karbanos. The his hafara at this point does not help at all. Why? Because once once there was sprinkling of one karban, she's now permitted to drink wine and to be mitame lemesim. And if that's true, then there's the neder no longer has inu nefesh. There's no self-denial involved, and therefore the husband has no right to annul it. Now, I mentioned the carbon chatos based on the Gemara. The Mefarshim explain that the order should be chatos, ola, and then shlamim. So it sounds like, nizrak aleh echad min adamim. So if one of the bloods has been sprinkled, so that sounds like, if I brought the carbon, I sprinkled the carbon chatos, the husband could no longer annul the neder. But the Mefarshim explained that if, let's say, the order was changed, let's say you brought to the ola first or the shlomim first, and you sprinkle that blood, that also would have the same effect that eino yachol lahafir, the husband could no longer annul the neder. Why? Because once you sprinkle the blood of any one of the carbonists, even though the chatos really should have been first, that's sufficient for her now to drink wine and mitame lemesim. So there's no inri nefesh involved, so the husband has no control, no right of hafara. Rabbi Akiva Omer, afilu nishchata aleha achas mikol habehemos, eino yachol lahafir. The Rabbi Akiva says, no, even if you didn't have zrikas adam, even if you merely slaughtered one of the three animals, the husband could no longer be made for her naziris. And the Gemara explains why. Because of what we call mishum hefseid kodshim. If the husband now would annul the neder, it would cause a loss in the karban. And there's some discussion in the Gemara about this too. This should be really referring to the karban chatas. The other karbanos potentially could be brought as nedava. So maybe that's what Rabbi Akiva is referring to. But either way, according to Rabbi Akiva, even before zrikas adam, it's too late for the husband to annul the neder once the animal, maybe the chatos, once one of the animals has been slaughtered. Now the Mishnah says, under what circumstances do we say that the husband can no longer annul the neder? That's betiglachas hatara. That's where she completed her nezirus and brought the karbanos tara on the day of her tiglachas, and one of the animals was slaughtered, according to Rabbi Akiva, or there was zrikas adam, according to the Tana Kama. Since, and why is that, that it's too late for him to annul the neder? Because since she finished her nezirus, and she's not, and all she has left is giluach, is just to shave her head, but blood was already sprinkled, or according to Rabbi Akiva, the animal's already shechted, she's allowed to drink wine, and there's no inui nefesh, there's no self-denial neder, and therefore the husband has no right to annul. Avol b'tiglachas, that's tiglachas atara, avol b'tiglachas atuma. Let's say she became tamei mace within the days of Naziris, where we know that she forfeits this, she has to count again, and she brings her kabanos tuma. So just bringing the karbanos tuma, yafir, the husband can still be made for her nezirus. Why? Shehu yachol omar. You'll say, wait, why is there inui nefesh here? Sure, there's inui nefesh because she has to continue counting her nezirus. And since she still had to cast the count, go back and now count the nezirus betara, the husband could say, you know what? I changed my mind now. EFC Bisham Nuvelis. I don't want an unattractive woman. I don't want an Azira who can't drink wine and suffering now. He could have done that all the way at the beginning. But now the Mishnah is saying that he can even do this at this stage as well. Rebbe Omer, af b'tiglachas atara yofer. Rebbe says, no, I think that even after Zrikas Adam, of the Korbanos Tara, against the Tana Kam and Rabbi Akiva, as long as she has not shaved her head yet, Yofer, the husband can annul the neder so that she will not be Megaleach. You'll say, hold on, I thought at that point she could already drink wine, and because she brought you sprinkle the blood, or you brought the Korbanos, or you shechted the Korbanos, but you're telling me you brought all the Korbanos and she just didn't shave her head, so why is the husband have the right to annul the neder? Where's the Inui Nefesh involved? After all, she is now mutter b'yayin and mutter l'matamei l'meisim. So why is he being mefir? So says the Mishnah in the name of Rebbe, shu yachol omar efsh b'isha migulachas. I don't want a woman who's going to shave her head. It's unattractive. The Gemara says that Tana Kama is not concerned about this. Tana Kama says, no, that's not a concern at all. Why? Because a woman can cover her head with a wig. But Rebbe says, no, that's not attractive to me. And therefore, he has the right to be made for Nadarim, kolod, that she has not done the Tiglachas, even though she brought her Korbanos.